What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you, as always, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or Andy and Ted are about to fight and you have to be Andy's muscle, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports. Each host gets 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will debate each and every one. Our order for today is Andy Hart, then myself, Dan Ball, and then Ted Johnson. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Damn right I am.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
So, last night we all watched, or a lot of people watched, the Home Run Derby. The Big Dumper took home the top prize with his family on hand. Very cool. His dad was throwing the pitches. His brother was the catcher.
Is that who, awesome. It was his bro?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's great.
So they were all over. That's great. You know what else is great? The Big Dumper, the actual nickname. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm going with this. Nicknames make sports more interesting. And I know this is a lost art. I think this probably peaked back in sort of the heyday of newspapers when reporters actually covered stories and came up with creative nicknames, the Splendid Splinter or whoever these guys are in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. Now we see everything, and sometimes now guys give themselves nicknames. I'm not talking about that. But a good nickname can make you like a player, can make you hate a player depending on the situation, makes you follow them even more. So I think modern sports has a lack of good nicknames. And I know you can go to, like, their baseball reference page, but half of those no one actually uses. Ted played with a guy, Blue Gay, Randall Gay, Blue Gay. I think that's one of the greatest nicknames of all time. We need more nicknames in sports. They're fun and entertaining. Quick quiz for Ted. Do you know why his nickname was Blue Gay?
I have no idea. I don't remember calling him that.
His nickname was Blue Gay because when he was born... The doctor, why are you, you're acting like I'm not allowed to talk about this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Doesn't sound kosher, though, I will say that.
Randall Blue Gay. And the story he told me is when he was born, he was so dark-skinned, he was so black that the doctor thought he was blue and called him Blue Gay, and it stuck from there.
Okay.
That's one of the great nicknames in all of sports.
I don't remember calling him that in the locker room. That's the
only
thing.
Well, maybe you weren't as friendly with Blue Gay as I was.
I guess I wasn't. Okay. I do like nicknames. The thing about nicknames is that someone's got to give it to you.
Yeah, the neck.
So, right.
And if somebody like John Madden gives you a nickname, that's a legit nickname. If you just walk in one day and say, hey, guys, can you start calling me the Neck? Well, you're the biggest tool on the planet.
I would say a couple of my favorite nicknames from baseball. The Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
Great one. Yep.
The Big Unit.
You know what my nickname was in high school?
Randy Johnson.
The Little Hurt. I swear to God, after Frank Thomas. Because I was a DH one year, and they're like, Frank Thomas is the Big Hurt. You're the Little Hurt.
I think we should bring that one back.
They also called me Pocket Hercules.
Little Hurt. And then,
such a great story.
Thank you, John.
That was a
Kung Fu
coach.
Panda's pretty good, too.
Pocket Hercules.
Good names. I like that. That's a good idea. Everybody get a nickname.
What'd you have? What were yours, Ted?
Yeah, pre-neck, were you?
No. I told you, there's only one. The linebackers tried. Willie Mack wanted to give me a nickname so bad. It doesn't really have a ring to it. And he just called me the Monster. That was it, the Monster. But tell you the other teams, the Dolphins and the Bills, I guess I learned after I retired, had nicknames for me. Ted the Head and Cement Head Ted. So that was, and I forget which team.
Does that come from the stun and separate
technique?
Absolutely. That's where that comes from.
The offensive lineman came up with Cement Head Ted. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
Now, Ted the Head. Not sure you want that one. That has some other
Cement Head Ted is got a good ring to it.
Do you like that?
I have no problem with that.
And this would have, and in my mind, this goes back to those. Remember, is it Costco Brothers posters? Like a Ted Johnson poster with like a cement head, like he's the thing, would be a sick poster for a kid to put up in his room. And people like Dan are like, "What the poster?"
Oh well, okay. I'm young, I'm not that young.
They don't do posters anymore, do they?
No posters.
I'm looking at you like, what were you trying to reference there? The Costco guys?
Yeah, but it's
the
not.
The Five Big Booms guys?
What?
The chicken bake, the double chunk chocolate cookie guys that went viral online?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about. The posters that existed in the late 80s, the Bash Brothers, and you got a poster with Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco. There were these brothers, and I think they were the Costco brothers, that they had. They would do photo shoots with players. They would come up with these crazy nicknames and everything.
Do you remember Buns and Roses?
That's awesome.
It was great. It was great.
Wait, what's that? That's not a sports.
Look it up. The poster. It's a famous poster.
Okay. Do it on a work.
Farrah Fawcett had a famous poster that she was in.
See, you're taking this in a slightly. Sports posters.
Okay.
Ted Johnson didn't have any sports posters. You didn't have like an Earl Campbell poster.
I had Earl and Akeem. Olajuwon and Nolan Ryan.
I had a Akeem Olajuwon. I had the big back of the door one, like the full size of Akeem.
The best.
I've been
Hakeem
when I had it.
One of the top five best all-time players.
All right, Dan Ball, take control.
Okay, sure. All right, Stiz, can I have 60 seconds?
Your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, so I put something up on Twitter. I saw this floating around last night. Apparently, Garrett Crochet and Alex Bregman have become fast friends with Minnesota Twins right-handed pitcher Joe Ryan.
Woo-hoo!
A gentleman who was mentioned to us by Will Fleming last week as a certain potential trade target for the Boston Red Sox. But the question was, what do you need to do in order to get the Minnesota Twins to trade you Joe Ryan? Is Jaron Duran enough to get it done? As we know, the San Diego Padres really want Jaron Duran's services. They are hot on the trail of trying to get him. So a shout out to Pat from the Playtesting Podcast, because he put all three of those teams together in a three-team trade. You send Jaron Duran to the San Diego Padres. The Red Sox get Joe Ryan and a gentleman by the name of Jeremiah Estrada, and the Twins get Ethan Salas, Peyton Tolley, Franklin Arias, and Justin Gonzalez, a combination of prospects from both the San Diego Padres and the Boston Red Sox. So the Red Sox get the number two starter that they need, so it moves Bayo down, it moves Giolito down. You don't have to worry about Walker Buehler starting in the playoffs. The San Diego Padres get Jaron Duran, who they have wanted. Their left field play has been terrible this year, and the Twins get what they're looking for, which is young starting pitching, some prospects to kind of reset the clock. Everybody wins. Yes, you have to sacrifice Jaron Duran, but you get that number two pitcher that you desperately need. He's cost controlled for a number of years, and you got your rotation for years to come.
Love it.
Tempting.
Love it.
Very, very tempting.
I heard Jones and Keefe talking about
this. I don't
think
they're gonna let him go though.
Jones would not trade Jaron Duran.
Why?
Wow, that was harsh.
No, I know. Not for cents on the dollar, but
for Joe Ryan, a number two starter who makes Bayo your three, Giolito your four. You now go into, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan Ball, because you're the seam head here. You might go into the postseason, assuming you go to the postseason, with the best rotation.
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly up there. I'd have
Crochet, and then Joe Ryan, and then Bayo, assuming Bayo is what Bayo has been.
Yeah.
You might have the best rotation heading into the playoffs. Oh, and a closer? I smell duck boats.
Right. It's probably you and I guess it's you.
Settle down, dude. What is going on
here?
It
took him a second to
catch
that.
You pushed it too. You had him. You had him turning the corner, too. You pushed it just a little too far.
3 weeks ago, I was all about Jaren Duran. I just, you know what? I just felt like he was, you know, but he's really playing well now. So it's like... but I think I would be okay with it. I do. I just think there's something in his psyche that I just don't trust that he can be somebody that is isn't going to make a mistake in the outfield, you know, isn't going to go through tough stretches. I know a lot of hitters do, but I don't know. I just, there's something about Jaren Duran that makes me, I like his story. I really do. The kid is he's impressive that he went public with his stuff, but I think I'd be okay with it. If you're getting a number two, solid starter in the pitching rotation, I think that would be good.
Because obviously, if you can get Joe Ryan without trading Jaren Duran, sure.
Yeah,
I'm all for it. But we've all done talk radio, and you're like, somebody calls in and says, I'd like to trade my three worst players for a stud pitcher. That's not how it works.
Right.
You got to give something to get something. Now, the worst case scenario is you trade Jaren Duran, and then like Roman Anthony or Seydon Rafaela gets hurt and they're out for the rest of the year. And you're like, oh, I went from having four outfielders to not enough outfielders.
That's the risk. Yeah.
Well, but we can't play this game of Seydon Rafaela is at second base twice a week. And then you're sitting Abreu, you're sitting Anthony, you're trying to squeeze Yoshida into.
Yep.
That's not the mix that's going to get the best cumulative lineup that you can have. The thing that your boy Rafaela needs, Andy, is consistency. He needs to play center field every single day.
Agreed.
Because we saw last year when he played second and short and third and center and right and hit everywhere in the lineup, he wasn't as good.
Nope.
Now that he is your everyday center fielder, he's set. Anthony should be in left. Abreu plays a strong right. And I think if San Diego's that gung-ho about getting Duran, try to see how much you can get for him.
Or can I offer you a nice, shiny Christian Campbell?
Yeah. He's speaking of cents on the dollar.
My guess. I don't know. I can't imagine that any team's going to be hot for Christian Campbell right now.
Maybe not, but that would be the thing I would offer up to try to entice them. Be like, did you see March and April? I mean, the guy was awesome. He was the rookie of the month. Since then, it hasn't gone great. Yeah. Adjustment period, you know, it happens to everybody.
And the contract is super movable. You'll get rid of him in a moment's notice if he sucks.
You're not stuck with that contract. You're lucky to have that contract.
All right, Teddy, ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right, so this is a fascinating sports figure, and that's Caitlin Clark. The Fever come in tonight. They're playing the Connecticut Sun. It'll be on national TV, right?
Yes, indeed.
And I have a text chain with my family that a bunch of farmers out there in Iowa. Where I will be later this week, and they're all huge Caitlin Clark fans, and so we were just talking about her. And I find her to be fascinating, and just more than anything, I find how the WNBA has reacted to her to be fascinating. A lot of the stuff that she had to kind of endure last year, I thought was a rookie thing. You know, people are going to say it's a race thing, and maybe that plays into it, but I just thought a lot of what we saw last year would not be there this year, and it still is. It's amazing to me that there's not more players that kind of have her back. And when she's been injured, she's missed, I think, about 9 games.
Yeah.
Early in the season when she was getting injured, they said the ratings drop off almost 50% when she's not out there. It's amazing to me. The WNBA players voted her 9th amongst guards for the All-Star game. She finished first in voting, of course, for the fans for the All-Star game and third by the media in the All-Star game. But the WNBA players voted her 9th for the All-Star game. It's too bad because what she has done for that league is just made it so much more enjoyable, and for the players to still kind of treat her the way they do is it's a little bit disheartening.
I have thoughts.
Please share them. We're through all three.
I love the word that you used, fascinating. You're fascinated by Caitlin Clark.
It's psychology. It's an interesting case of psychology for me.
And what you didn't say is I love Caitlin Clark because I don't know if I love Caitlin Clark. I am fascinated by her. I watch her. My eyes are drawn to her games.
This
I want to know what's
going
on.
We're the same here. Yeah, go.
But I see activities, actions, demeanor, things that could rub me the wrong way, and I only watch every once in a while.
This is good, yep.
If I dealt with that on a daily basis, I might not like her.
Like, for everybody to, it just feels like the entire league doesn't like her.
Correct.
What is it about her that I'm not seeing that maybe they have an issue with.
You don't think, because just me from watching from afar and the stuff that I've seen from Caitlin, I get the small feeling that she has kind of a chip on her shoulder.
100%.
You guys get that?
Yes.
So does LeBron James and so does Tom Brady.
I was just going to ask you a few rhetorical questions about your, because what's your opinion of LeBron James?
I hate him.
Right. But do you enjoy watching him?
Yeah, but I root against him.
Do you appreciate what he does in the game of basketball?
He's freaking unbelievable.
Right. And is he fantastic for the game?
Yeah.
Does the game suffer when he's not involved in some capacity?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. It's very, very similar.
But what is LeBron James?
The best player of all time?
No, I was just going to throw it out there because Ted threw it out there. Second best. Get the hell out of here with that.
He's a young kid.
That almost snuck through.
He never seen Jordan.
But this is part of the discussion. So I don't say this to create controversy. LeBron James is black, right?
Right.
In a league that is dominated by black players.
Sure.
Caitlin Clark is white in a league that is dominated by black players.
Yeah, it's a factor.
Yeah.
It has to be.
It is.
I do think that the media makes the race thing out a little more than it is. I really do. I don't think the players are.
She's white.
I get it, but I feel like the media has kind of created it into like this racism, like that's the main thing. I really think that's a lot lower than, so especially then, to these players.
So then what's your reasoning as to why she's clearly not liked or respected or coddled or treated?
Nobody likes the prom queen. Everyone's going to hate on the prom queen.
But it's the prom queen who gives it as good as she gets it.
Yes.
Too, right? She talks some smack out
there. Well, that's to my original point that she has a chip on her shoulder, which was what
I was
going to say.
So LeBron, the chosen one at 18 years old when he joined the Cleveland Cavaliers? They had chips on their shoulder. They were the chosen ones. And I did not see the type of pushback.
You want to know why? And God forbid.
They're black.
Jesus Christ, Andy. Females. They're women. Oh. Like, they're catty. Come on.
That's more so offensive than the black thing.
Jesus. Good God. I don't know.
You just offended
this whole
half
hour.
The entire audience. I was only going with a percentage, but you just... So you really think that's what it is?
I think it plays a part of it, yes. And I do think that the media plays up the race thing more than it actually is to these players on the court. And I'm not, listen, I love women. Like, I'm not, but I mean, you just watched
Love
Island.
Some of my best friends are women.
But, you know, like, you just finished watching Love Island. Like,
I went
you
to
know,
high
they,
school with a
they
woman.
They tend to fight with each other.
I'm with you. My wife has brought this up. We've watched games, and she, as a woman, I'm pretty sure about that after these years, she's brought this up, that women are catty. Like, there's a woman's nature.
I have a son who plays college in sports and a daughter. The drama with my daughter's teams are just like, they're incredible compared to my son who doesn't have to deal with that. There's a lot of drama on those on the female teams for sure.
And there's even layers, like sexuality is a thing that is a story in women's sports, in the WNBA at different levels. So that's another layer in here. But the word Ted used is the right word. Fascinating. This is going to be studied in documentaries and books because she's not going anywhere. They better hope she's not going anywhere because they're screwed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here,
we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Rude if she goes somewhere, because her audience is a big part of their audience, and that's why they're playing where tonight?
TD Garden.
Yep. Why? Caitlin Clark.
Right.
That's literally the two words. So no disrespect to the Connecticut Sun. No disrespect to what you've been building over decades. That is awesome. Growing the game and building a fan base and all of that. There's a reason that I watched last year when you were at the Garden and this year when you're at the Garden. Because Caitlin Clark brings eyeballs.
When does the tide turn? When, I mean, she's second in shooting percentage in the WNBA. 9 assists per night, almost 17 points per game, yet the players vote her the 9th best guard.
So I think
when
the old guard changes. I think when some of the longer time female WNBA players age out, because Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, I think Angel Reese gets it. I think Angel Reese loves it. I think Angel Reese has played this rivalry with Caitlin Clark like a fiddle for her own benefit. She was making millions?
She can make a layup.
At LSU. But that's my point. She's like, I'm not really that good, but if they want me to be her rival and I can parlay this into Bird versus Magic,
very true.
I will play that game and collect that coin. Yes, Diz.
I just took a look, quick look on the internet. You guys want to guess the cheapest price you can get into the TD Garden for tonight?
How about?
200. 150.
I'm going to say 150.
150, Ted, you're going to go 200 or 200, Dan?
$125.
150.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nailed that's it. Balcony, yeah. Up in the balcony.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's great, yeah.
I mean, that's similar. We're talking about Coldplay. Coldplay tickets were selling for that. Like, that's impressive.
I'd love for an WNBA team to come here.
I think there's been talk of it. Yep, there has been talk of it.
They want one.
And I like it. They have the best sweatshirts in all of sports because they have that all-orange sweatshirt with just the WNBA logo on it. Is sweet for somebody.
Andy loves orange.
You got
love
one,
me
fan.
Some orange. But no, this is, and we did get a positive text, actually, which is rare, from the 857. This may be the greatest WEEI segment of all time. And I don't think that's sarcasm.
I think that's actually.
Oh, screw you, Stan. I was feeling good. I was taking it as an actual compliment. I think this is interesting. And especially, you know when it's really interesting? Right now. You know why? There's nothing happening. There's an all-star game tonight that some people may or may not watch.
Zach.
It may or may not matter. Even baseball guys may or may not watch it.
Yeah.
This is a good time. Tomorrow will be the ESPYs. This is the dead time in the sports calendar. I'm not saying if Caitlin Clark was in town on the same day that the Celtics were that couldn't happen, but the Celtics were playing somebody and the Bruins had a game and Patriots open camp. Okay, no. But right now, this is a big story in sports. And also, women's sports are growing. Like, just get used to it. You don't have to like it. You can be sexist and old school, and there's only four sports, and they're played by men and all that. That's not the reality anymore.
Yeah.
Women's sports are growing. They're fun. Is it a different game? Yes. Are you going to see anybody dunk? No. Are there going to be any alley-oops? No. Can it be a fun game? Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of times the skill is usually a lot better. Like, technical skill. Like, you watch the LPGA golfers. Their swings are incredible.
Great
it's not
swings.
Power, but it's technique.
And you have some of that in women's basketball,
right,
where all
sure.
those people that for years loved, like, Princeton and their back cutting in the NCAA tournament.
Bounce passes.
Right. All that. You'll get some of that. If that's your brand of basketball, more so than just, you know, dunks and jacking up threes is sort of Caitlin Clark's world. But there is some aspect to that, which a lot of people also tie into race, if we're going to be honest. Like Princeton and like old school basketball. In my day, we bounced past. Mm-hmm. We didn't try to throw alley-oops. And there's some levels of racial undertones to that.
It's just a fascinating conversation. And none of what was said during this is with any kind of malice. It just doesn't make any sense. This is the most talented player, the most popular player in the league, and the players in the league that are benefiting financially and, you know, social media wise from it are unwilling to recognize it properly. It's just a fascinating conversation.
It's in her second year.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of thought a lot of that was just a rookie.
Rookie hazing.
I mean, that's kind of your introduction is, and rookies are going to have it harder than the vets. Now that she's a veteran and she's still being treated that way, that's why I find it to be fascinating.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Our buddy Joe in Melrose has a thought on Caitlin Clark. What's up, Joe?
Hey, yeah. How you guys doing? Yeah, I definitely think this is not a race issue. It's a gender issue. If you look at like TikTok and things, a lot of young men of color are like really impressed about how Caitlin Clark plays. I mean, this is an absolute gender issue. I mean, the majority of the people in America are women. The majority of the voters are women. And we've never had a female president because women hate each other's guts. And it's something that's underneath. It's true. It's something that's underneath the surface that doesn't come out. But remember Ronda Rousey with the MMA fighters? Oh, yeah. And the other female fighters hated her guts so much, even though she brought so much attention to that sport. Your great point about the LPGA golfers, they're really good. And I just think it's just like most of
Probably didn't
was doing good
that.
Until there.
I mean, there was some generalizations.
Not
going
to
on.
Go off topic, but I thought Ronda Rousey was fascinating to watch her do her thing until she got knocked the
smoke
out.
Yep,
that was. But so yeah. Your point is interesting. Yeah, women's sports, it's coming.
It's coming, and Ronda Rousey was fun to watch.
She was
dominant, and she was popular. That's another
until
example.
She wasn't. Yeah.
Right, and she was sort of the first one to come along and blew up women's mixed martial arts.
No doubt, man.
617-779-7937. If you want to chime in on our 3-point stances, feel free.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.